You know, I think I'm going to keep on doing these podcasts for the simple fact that aside from the mental health and help that it gives me in order to breathe, I've gotten some positive feedback from you people who are listening. So I think we're going to continue doing them until either you people get sick and tired of them or until I run out of things to say. Today's topic is actually going to be a little racially charged. These are my views. No one else's. And if you want to call me racist, go ahead. But before you do, I would suggest listening to everything that I have to say and then make the decision. But first, before we do anything else, I think we're going to start off with some Fog Hat, just for the hell of it. Yes, Fog Hat. Great stuff. Great band. Blah, 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 blah. So many of you are probably wondering why I said racially charged. Well, it's still February for me. I don't know when you are going to listen to this, if you ever are going to listen to it, but if you stumbled upon this, hey, cool. I'm just a little pissed off because of the whole Black History Month thing and how all of this shit is going down with the United Negro College Fund and the NAACP. It makes me wonder why the Black community is still preaching for equality. You know, at a time, this is what the United Negro College Fund says when they say, "Who are we?" At a time when a college degree is what a high school diploma was to previous generations, the minimum entry level requirement for almost every well-paying career, UNFC or UNCF, plays a critical role in enabling more than 65,000 students each year to attend college and get the education they want and deserve. To close the educational attainment gap between African Americans and the majority population, the UNCF helps promising students attend college. Basically, all of this is a scholarship internship for black people. That's right. The only way you can get this is by a couple things. You have to have a GPA of at least 2.5, be a member of the NAACP. Oh, and you have to be black. Yes. Which means I can't apply because I'm white. Yes. So all you white people, Asians, and Mexicans out there, tough luck. You ain't getting jack shit. Not from the NAACP or from the United Negroes College Fund. And I wonder why they do that. You know, it's the black community. They're preaching about racism, saying how bad it is. Yet they have something here that is totally racist in a way, saying that the only way you can get this money is if you're black. That does not preach equality to me. People would be up in an uproar if we started a white person's college fund that would only be good for white people. They'd call us racist. They would say that we are holding back equality and all the love and everything for the black people and all the other kind of generations and origins and religions and all that shit. I think it's bullshit. We should have a white person only college scholarship, and we should also have an Asian person and a Mexican and a Latino and all that other kind of shit. I think we should also have a gay person only scholarship. If we're going to do this black person only scholarship, we should have it open to everyone for their own little thing. Maybe we should even have a fat person scholarship. That'd be great. The fatter you are, the more money you get because, hey, you're going to die soon from a heart attack anyway. If the black generation here wants to preach about equality and is really serious about it, get rid of your black only scholarship. Because that's not helping the problem. It's helping to cause a problem. Everyone here is thinking, oh, well, they're black. We treated them badly in the past. Correction, I never treated them badly. My ancestors might have, but I am not responsible for the actions that they took. Therefore, I do not feel bad at all. And I think it's total bullshit that I have to pay for something that my ancestor did. With my perceptions in a mix, down 20 miles through the sticks, to the cloudy town of Hillview, population 96, excites the vacancy, well maybe in the shadow of an eye, all the strangers passing through it where the rules just don't apply. Cause 96 quite bitter beans like to stack the bodies high. The only way to ever leave is over flooded by the storm. And entanglement in hell you brings your fear in 54. And not one supports the cause to leave the blood stay in the veins. Back is where we That was, of course, CKY with 96 Quite Bitter Beings. And I thought it was appropriate for the way I'm feeling right now. I am quite a bitter being at all this. Now, here's a quick look into Black History Month. The history of Black History, actually. This was taken off infoplease.com. I'm giving it the stuff it deserves. You know, the little, hello, I got this from you kind of thing. Americans have recognized Black History annually since 1926, first as Negro History Week, and later as Black History Month. What you might not know is that Black History had barely begun to be studied or even documented when the tradition originated. Although blacks have been in America, at least as far back as the colonial times, it was not until the 20th century that they gained a respectable presence in the history books. Okay, I can buy that. It says, blacks absent from history books. We owe the celebration of Black History Month, and more importantly, the study of black history, to a Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Born to parents who were former slaves, he spent his childhood working in the Kentucky coal mines and enrolled in high school at age 20. He graduated within 2 years and later went on to earn a PhD from Harvard. The scholar was disturbed to find in his studies that history books largely ignored the black American population. And when blacks did figure into the picture, it was generally in ways that reflected the inferior social position they were assigned at the time, i.e. slavery. Woodson, always one to act on his ambitions, decided to take on the challenge of writing black Americans into the nation's history. He established the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History, now called the Association for the Study of Afro-American Life and History, in 1915, and a year later, founded the widely respected Journal of Negro History. In 1926, he launched Negro History Week as an initiative to bring national attention to the contributions of black people throughout American history. Woodson chose the second week of February for Negro History Week because it marks the birthdays of two men who greatly influenced the black American population, Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. Well, you know, that's great and all that he started that stuff, but I think it's about time that we realize, yes, black people are now in the history books, so it's time to put this whole Black History Month to rest. I, for one, am tired of seeing all this black pride shown every time I turn on the TV or hear it on the radio. It is smothering me. I'm sure I'm not the only one in saying this, but I think it's too much. If we're going to celebrate black history, that's fine. They are now in the history books. We have recognized them. I think black history has been a great success and therefore should be put to a stop as a whole month term. Even 1 week would be too much. Schools make it to where you only study black history on February. And I think that's wrong. I think if we are going to study black history, we should study it in a normal phase instead of just studying it 1 month out of the year. I remember as a child, I think back in first and second grade, when we were first made aware of Black History Month, that we were made to color pictures of people like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And of course, Abraham Lincoln. Looking back on that, I realize it's total bullshit and that you really aren't learning anything at all. Oh wow, Martin Luther King, assassinated. Malcolm X, assassinated, both black. Let's see here, Abraham Lincoln. Assassinated, white, but supported blacks. Okay. I can see where this kind of trend is going here, but honestly, if we would have spread the black history throughout the year, I'm betting a lot of people wouldn't have felt so choked about it. I, for one, did not enjoy hearing about black history for a whole damn month straight and then having it stop. I would rather have it spread out throughout the year. I remember back when I was a kid, for a while, the thought of putting Ebonics in as a second language for schools was being widely considered. For those of you who don't know what Ebonics is, it is basically street slang. You hear it a lot now in the rap albums, as in for show, for shizzle my nizzle. She ain't nothing but a $2 hoe. Nigga, please. That kind of shit. And that's another question of mine. How come black people don't get offended when they call each other's nigger, But, so it's okay for them to say it, but still not okay for the white person or anybody else. It makes me wonder why. Does it give them an empowering feeling? Does it mean, hey, we're better than you, so we can call ourselves the racial names that our ancestors used to live under and be ridiculed for? I don't know, but I'm thinking it is. And like I said, I for one think we should totally abolish Black History Month and just go back to learning about all sorts of people, no matter what color, during the whole school year, as well as abolish the National Association of the Negro Fund, or whatever the fuck it's called, the NAACP. I think that the Black Panthers and the KKK should get in a room, or actually get in a stadium and just kill each other. That'll get rid of a lot of hate. And I think the word nigger should be able to be used by anyone and everyone at any time. Especially if it's being used in rap albums so much that it's influencing our children of today to grow up like hoodlums and gangster rappers of the future. Nigger might be a hate-filled word, but I hear it used so much now, I have been desensitized to it. And all the children of tomorrow will have been desensitized to it as well if this kind of thought process continues. This, of course, is just my 2 cents worth. It doesn't really matter what I think. What matters is what you think. If I've maybe changed your mind in some way, that's great. If I haven't, that's great, too. At least you've listened. You can call me a racist all you want, but these are my views. I am not a racist person. I have black friends. I have white friends. I have Asians. I have gay friends. But that doesn't mean that I totally agree with everything that's going on in this world. Like, for example, gay marriage. I believe there should be gay marriage. Let them be as miserable as the rest of the married couples in this country. I don't see what's so bad about gay marriage. Oh my God. Two men or two women getting married and living happily ever after. That's a big no-no. Bullshit. Let them be happy. But I seriously think that one of two things should happen. Either have the black community stop bitching about their equal rights and just leave it at Black History Month and the NAACP, or realize that they now have equal rights and abolish the NAACP as well as the United Negro College Fund and Black History Month. I am sick and tired of hearing all about how the white man is keeping the black man down and yada yada yada, saying that black people are the minority, when in fact now, in America, white people are also a minority. Due to the overzealousness of the country and allowing all sorts of people in, I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but I have noticed that most of the people around here nowadays, where I live, are of a Latin descent. Most of the people here at the college that I go to are of Asian descent. I think the Asians make up about 75% of the school. It's not a bad thing, but it's something to notice. So I'm not a majority of where I live. I am a minority. So if a black person wants to bitch at me about being a minority, go ahead. I won't feel sorry. I wonder if they'll ever realize that they are only the minority because they keep bitching about being the minority. They also complain about how they're never given chances, yet we see black people in power all the time. Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice are only two examples. Of course, Senator Barack Obama being another one. And I'm sure there are more African-American people out there who are in a position of power, or at least a higher management. But at the same time, I realize that poverty has also stricken many people, and it affects everyone differently. I don't really see why they should continue to bitch about it if they don't want to change it. And with that said, I'm ending this podcast because I'm just sick and tired of talking about this. I've made my point. And I'm gonna move on.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. And I know, hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away.